Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
You guys have repeated Bell's name over 35 times in the past 10 minutes. Shut up.
Le'Veon.
And we did it the whole break, too. The entire break was Le'Veon Bell talk here between me and the nose. That was a snort by the nose right there. This is Zach of the Nose Fantasy Football Show, brought to you by Tropical Chevrolet. Find new roads at Tropical Chevrolet in gorgeous Miami Shores. A couple text messages we can get to if they're there, and we have to finish off our segment of the sniff test. We have to get to the quarterbacks, the running backs, the wide receivers that fail the sniff test. We got to get to the tight end pick of the week and the nose pick of the week. We have a loaded segment here. As Hockman would say, we have a loaded potato here in this last segment here. Let's get to those positions of the failing the sniff test. Let's start with the quarterback position. Nose, give me a couple of quarterbacks that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
Yeah, you did it.
I did it. I waited. I had the stop sign. All right, who fails the sniff test? Joe Burrow, who has been a player who has been doing quite fine in terms of fantasy, fails the sniff test this week going against the Colts secondary. That's been a death sentence so far for NFL quarterbacks. They average an unreal 179 yards to quarterbacks this season. So listen, Joe Burrow is a player you should not be starting this week in any league in any format. I also don't love your boy Jared Goff, Zach. I love playing musical chairs with him, of course, but this is an example of a player where, you know, you either start him based on his matchup or you don't. Well, this week he's going against San Francisco, and after San Francisco embarrassed themselves against Fitzmagic, I expect their defensive coordinator, Robert Saleh, to be really fired up this week, and I do not like Jared Goff. Believe me on this one. Stash him on your bench. And then lastly, Carson Wentz versus Baltimore. I mean, do I need to say more? Wentz has been a huge disappointment, NFL fantasy, and going against Baltimore is just a real bad look.
Right. Those are the three quarterbacks that are not on the good side of the sniff test here. They fail the sniff test. That's Joe Burrow, Jared Goff, and Carson Wentz. Let's move to the next position. Give me a couple running backs that do not pass the sniff test. They fail the sniff test. Give me a couple.
Who fails the sniff test?
Jersey Joe Mixon. I'm just all against Cincinnati versus the Colts defense, who have been just unbelievable. Joe Mixon had that one ridiculous 183 total yard performance for three touchdowns. Outside of that, he has absolutely done nothing. The Colts defense, rush or secondary, are on fire this year, Zach. And so Joe Mixon, to me, especially in a DFS league, I know you're going to have to start him. We have four pretty good teams on a bye. But if you starting Joe Mixon in a DFS league, you're giving your money away. I don't love Jimmy Connor this week. The Browns' rush defense has been quite stout and pretty horrible against the pass. That's why I love Big Ben to my boy Claypool or Juju, but I do not love Connor this week. I know you'll likely need to start him as well, but I'm just saying I don't like it, so don't expect much. And the same goes for Miles Sanders. I'm putting him on my fail list again. He's going against Baltimore. Again, if all against the Philadelphia Eagles offense this week. So another one in DFS, stay away, you'll lose your money.
All right, looking for one of those big runs from Miles Sanders. If you can get that, that would be about it. Miles Sanders, Jimmy Connor, Jersey, Joe Mixon, running backs that fail the sniff test. Move to our last position here in the sniff test. Give me a couple wide receivers that fail the sniff test.
Who fails the sniff test?
All right, he actually has a pretty decent matchup, but I am giving you full permission to drop T.Y. Hilton. That's right. I will say it again. T.Y. Hilton is on the fail list. He's on the drop list because Phillip Rivers cannot get him the ball on a deep bomb. All he could do right now is catch these two-yard screens and try to break them, and that's not been happening for him. Right now, the offense, in my opinion, is all going to be centered around Jonathan Taylor there. And so if you have T.Y. Hilton, I wouldn't be starting him. And again, I even give you permission to drop him.
Woo!
Yep, that's how bad Phillip Rivers looks. Debo Samuel and or Brandon Ayuk against the Rams' number two pass defense. This is a game where you don't want a piece of the San Francisco offense unless you have Radio Raheem or George Kittle. Everybody else, in my opinion, you should stay away from, especially the wide receivers in Samuel and Ayuk. I like saying Ayuk, so I could do that. And lastly, Julian Edelman. I just don't trust Cam right now in terms of throwing him the ball accurately and with a lot of targets. He's only had one trustworthy good game so far, and right now I'd be benching all Patriots wide receivers, and specifically Edelman, because he's a person that you have to decide whether to start or not, and I'm not expecting a good game from him. He seems a bit checked out right now with Cam as his quarterback. So those are the three dudes.
Julian Edelman, I almost lost myself there. T.Y. Hilton, Debo Samuel, and Brandon Ayuk, I have to do that now that you did that, are wide receivers that fail the sniff test. Before we get to a couple text messages, let's give everyone the tight end pick of the week. I'm excited for this to hear you got here. Before we get to the nose pick of the week, it'll be up here in a couple minutes. But lay it down for everyone out there and tell everyone who you love this week at that tight end position.
Now, of course, he needs to play. But Noah Fant is my nose pick of the tight end pick of the week. Tight end pick of the week.
Right.
With Drew Lock back, he's had two practices now in a row where he has put in what they call a limited practice. Tomorrow is the big day where he should hopefully put in a full practice. And if he can play, he is a must start. He is a star, and he is the guy that Drew Lock looks to throw the ball to. He is the best tight end to come out of Iowa since Dallas Clark, my man. So Noah Fant, and I just did that for you because I know he's your favorite tight end of all time.
My favorite ever, right.
Noah Fant is the tight end pick of the week. Yes, once he comes back and he's a full-blown go, you put him in your lineup, he's going to do you totally great this weekend. Noah Fant. And if he doesn't play, well, that's a big nosebleed right off the bat. Right, but you'll know it, and you'll take him out.
Right, and if that's the case and he doesn't play, then maybe you could text or tweet the Nose, at Spencer Nose on Twitter, N-O-S-E, and ask him who his number two guy would be there for the tight end pick of the week. Fair enough.
Eric Ebron, keep going.
Okay, there you go. So you might even throw that out
Eric
there.
Ebron's my backup Nose pick, tight end pick of the week.
I'm going to give you that one for this week. 305-567-0560, by the way, if you want to sneak in a couple text messages here before we get out of here. Someone has texted in, I've got Hunter Henry and TJ Hockenson. I traded, was it Tanyan? Is that the guy's name?
Oh, yeah.
And Deontay Johnson for Juju. What do you think?
I think you did good. I do. I think you did well. I think Hunter Henry with Justin Herbert is going to be a player you could start week in and week out. TJ Hockenson is a player that has been inconsistent, but I could still see being a player, a person that you could start down the road. Hunter Henry, though, is your starter. Listen, you got Juju for what I believe is a pick-em-up. You picked up Robert Tanyan, and Deontay Johnson's barely been able to play. What do I think? I think you did great. That's what I think.
Someone texted him, what's your take on Burton, speaking of Rivers with a short arm? I guess he's talking about Burton,
right? Yeah. That's a great question. What do I think of Burton? I think Burton... I think I watched him live play against Tennessee in Tennessee like 13 years ago. Burton's an older dude right now. I don't think much of him. I don't think much of anybody that Phillip Rivers is throwing the ball to. I understand that Mo Alie-Cox got, you know, the goal lines and he got some touchdowns. But overall, if he's throwing the ball, I don't want anybody who's catching it right now.
Right, yeah, it's a weird situation there. Who knew about that? I got to ask you about this, and maybe this is a text just for me, even though he's not on one of my teams right now, but it's interesting. What about Michael Thomas? And what do you do with him if you own Michael Thomas right now? Because more than likely, and I saw you even write it on some of the notes, if you drafted Michael Thomas in that first round, you are struggling right now and probably close to the bottom of your standings with your first pick not doing anything for you. What do you do right now? How do you stay afloat? How do you? The snorkel's out right now so you don't drown, but what do you do with Michael Thomas?
Right, so you have New Orleans on bye this week. And if you used, so it looks like he's going to be back the following week. But if you drafted Michael Thomas in the first round, I bet your team is sort of looking like 1-4, best case scenario, 2-3, because you did some really good things down in the draft. Listen, what you don't do is get lowballed and accept an offer. For example, today, I have Michael Thomas in a few leagues, and yeah, I don't care who you are. You're going to be struggling with that team if your first round draft pick just simply got hurt in the first game and hasn't played. But somebody offering me Ryan Tannehill for Michael Thomas, where, yeah, maybe I do need a quarterback, it's still unacceptable, right? So you don't want to get lowballed. If you get a good, fair offer, a two-for-one, if you would, that has a replacement, just like, for example, Cooper Kupp, for example, right? Good wide receiver. You know he's going to get you a point. If you got a Cooper Kupp and then a really good quarterback that you maybe needed, then I would possibly pull the trigger. It really depends on your record, Zach. I do not want to trade Michael Thomas if I still believe I can make a run at it. So it is still early, and hopefully he'll be back next week with no bye weeks ahead of him. And if he comes right back in and becomes the star that he is, maybe don't trade him for crap, if you would, and try to make your run starting in, what was it, the week 7. So it's not a good situation. It depends on your roster and your record. But if you could hold on to Michael Thomas, that is the first recommendation. But if you are desperate to fill in needs and you have a team that is in first place and has depth and is willing to trade you their depth for him, you have to consider it.
By the way, no Thursday night football tonight. Chiefs and Bills will be Monday as part of a doubleheader. 5 p.m. start, Chiefs or Bills, 8:15 Cardinals and Cowboys. Sunday night football this week, Rams and 49ers. And knows, how about this? Only 2 4 o'clock games on Sunday. That's it.
Boo.
Packers and Bucks. You got Brady and Rodgers. And then you got that unbelievable legendary quarterback matchup of Joe Flacco and Ryan Fitzpatrick, the Jets and Dolphins. Square away is the only other 4 o'clock game. It looks like there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 1 p.m. games.
I'm surprised they didn't switch one of those games over. But listen, for a Dolphins fan, you are, in my opinion, you're in an exciting time. I don't care how you want to look at it since Tua's not in yet. But you get to actually be a fan of your team, because I know how much fantasy does take over the brain, the action of it. Well, come at 4 o'clock, you could sit down and you could watch your Dolphin game and enjoy it. And then, on the, you know, during commercials or whatever, you could switch over to Brady versus Rodgers in one game, and then Fitzpatrick in the other.
Right. Can't ask for anything better than that at that point. All right, it's the time for the award-winning segment of the show we do here every single week. Let's get right to it, because I think we only have about 2.5 minutes left. It's time for the nose pick of the week. Nose, let me hear it.
My nose pick of the week is Alexander Mattison. Listen, boom, Danny Day. If you listen to the show, you know that he has been my ultimate handcuff. I wish I could rap it to the actual musical, but I cannot. He is the ultimate handcuff. I love Alexander Mattison, and he gets to be the full-blown guy with Dalvin Cook out. He's an unreal start. If you had him as your handcuff for Dalvin Cook, you're a good fantasy owner. If you were able to pick him up on the waiver wires this week, you are going to start him and love him. If he was on your bench and you have to make a decision to get him in your lineup, I don't care how you do it. You put him in at running back or you put him at flex, because he's going to be awesome. Alexander Mattison is going to be fighting for a lot of money and a big contract for his next appearance wherever he ends up, because Dalvin Cook just signed long-term there. Alexander Madison's getting his opportunity, and he's going to take it, baby. Nose pick of the week,
Alexander Mattison.
Want to listen to my Alexander Hamilton. I'm very eclectic. I could go from Biggie Smalls to Alexander Hamilton.
Right.
Yeah.
Well done by you.
Thank you, Danny Day, for giving
DJing
me.
DJing tonight back at the Intercom Studios is the one and only Dan Day. Catch him also in the afternoons. Guest appearances all over the place on Hockman and Crowder.
Alexander Mattison.
Right. And there it is right there, the nose pick of the week. That's the nose. That's Dan Day as well. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, Spencer Knows, N-O-S-E. If you have any questions that were not answered via the text machine tonight, or any last-minute start or sit-ems this weekend, like I said, 2 games on Monday night, a good Sunday nighter, 2 4 o'clock games, and 9 1 p.m.ers this weekend. Have a good weekend, everybody. I hope you do well in fantasy football and score lots of points, unless you're playing me. We'll speak to you next Thursday, 6 o'clock, right here on 560 The Joe WQAM. Have a great fantasy week. You guys have repeated Bell's name over 35 times in the past 10 minutes. Shut up.
Le'Veon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.